Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We have Amy here from Legacy Foods, and Amy, you've got a special on right through to the 6th, which is Friday. That's a pretty hefty percentage off. Can you tell us what it is? And by the way, go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, go down to Legacy Foods, the link, because if we get credit, which is how we stay in business and provide you all those free services and videos, do go through our link so that we get credit on anything you order. And you've got the widest range of low oxygen packs, the best prices, the most protein, the most everything at Legacy Foods. It's just amazing, including power backup systems, water systems, emergency prepper equipment. I mean, you got it all.
Yeah, it's a one-stop shop, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm really pleased. I mean, I'm glad that we use Legacy as an affiliate. I have a lot of Legacy Food here. I have to go back on inventory in the next few weeks, so exactly what we have, so I can restart my auto ship stuff and figure out what I want to add to it, whether it's multi-packs of, say, dehydrated honey or pasta or whatever, because you never know when things will get nuts and where food supplies will be cut off. Most people don't realize farmers across the country are committing suicide at an enormously increasing pace, that the actual credit for farmers and farming, especially with the major droughts that are going on in climate change, they're having crop failure, and it's hard to even have crop insurance. So a lot of people are literally killing their grazing animals, or they're not even planting crops. Major food shortages worldwide are going to become a big crisis in the next few years, aren't they?
Yep. Yep. Prices are going up, and that means prices are going up.
Hunger's going up, too, and starvation's going up, and the consequence of that is death is going to go up. And if there are a major crisis, let's say, in the economy, add to the climate shift changes that are occurring and the credit changes that are occurring to farmers and farming, and now the maniacs want to actually push genetically modified crops. None of the foods in Legacy are GMO. I called,
right.
If you eat GMO crops, you know what happens? You become a GMP. Do you know what that means? A genetically modified person.
Yeah.
Becoming a GMP is a bad idea, isn't it? It's part of my Deagle dictionary, right? I got a dictionary over on Clay and Iron called it. Yeah, we got to have the. Sometimes I can't get through to people with a good argument, but sometimes with really good or sarcastic humor, you can get through to people. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, so let's continue. What's in this sale, and how much percentage do they get off, and how do they get it when they go through our link to Legacy Foods from Shop Buy Products? Go down the list, you'll see Legacy Food there. Hit the link, boom. We get credit. What do they get?
So what they get credit for when they buy, and the sale is going to be off Friday. So what we are running right now is an incredible percentage off. It's 30% off. And if anybody's familiar with Legacy Food, that percentage does not happen very often.
Right.
So this is an awesome time to get 30% off all backup stoves, fuel, and survival packs. In addition, anything else you want to buy, you can take 10% off of that.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, it's better to be ready a year early than a day late.
Absolutely.
And most people don't realize some of the kind of the primary principles. You don't have to survive necessarily for years. You have to survive at least 2 months to 6 months, because at that point you're going to transition into a kind of subsistence lifestyle where you'll survive. It may not be wonderful, but you'll be alive.
Right.
And what people need to understand is that if you don't have at least, I tell people, at least 2 months of food supplied for you and all the people that are going to arrive at your doorstep saying, hey, I know you're a prepper. Feed us, feed us. The grocery shelves are empty. And right. How many hours after a natural catastrophe happens, let's say a coronal mass ejection happens from the sun or an EMP attack or a cyber attack that takes down our grid, so no grocery stores are going to have deliveries. And once people realize there's no deliveries, those shelves aren't going to last 3 or 4 days. They're going to last 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
And what are people going to do once they've eaten the dog and the cat?
They're going to
not come good. Not, they're not good. They're going to come to us preppers. And, you know, I got a lot of bad press. People say, well, he's going to shoot protesters. No, I'm not. I want to feed them. I want them to start getting the food supplies now. I want them to listen. I have solutions to literally every problem that Americans are facing or people on Earth. Period. I do. Because I can break it down with the Gordian knot of my logic to say, hey, here's how, and I'm colorblind. I don't care what race you are or background or even religion. I want you to be, to, if you're a human being, you qualify for me to help you. But I want people to understand, don't bring violence to me, because there's a bad side to Dr. Deagle you don't want to see. And unfortunately, preppers are going to have to protect themselves when people get violent and want to come with guns or weapons or whatever and trying to harm them. My solution is start storing food now. Don't become a prepomaniac, a person that's going to start attacking preppers because you don't have any food anymore. Start storing some basic stuff. And if you get auto ship, you save, 20% and have free shipping too, right?
Absolutely.
Now, of course, with this sale, you have an additional 30%, and then if you set up auto ship, you get 20% and 30%. I guess, how long is that going to last? Well, the sale is going to be the current shipment, but then after that, you're still going to get 20% off your auto ship, and you can change the auto ship and get a different package if you want. I got some auto ship in the last few months, and then I decided, I'm going to go up and look at my inventory, and I'm going to change it. I'm going to say, okay, this is what I want. And I have to go over it with my wife, of course, because she's going to go, don't spend all that money. I said, look, you're going to be happy that Dr. Bill, and not Maniac Bill, has stored food. You're going to be happy that Dr. Bill has self-protection for you when people become a little ravenous and you see the emergence of a new species, subspecies. You know what it's called?
What's that?
It's called HSC. Homo sapiens cannibalis.
Yeah, there you go.
People, no, Dr. Deagle, that won't happen. I said, it happened in the Second World War. Why do you think it's going to be special? People don't talk about it. But, I mean, children got eaten in the Second World War.
People do crazy things when they're hungry. And
you know, like that song, People Eating People? You know that song, remember that song that goes back to the 60s or 70s?
Yes.
The most wonderful people in the world. Well, guess what? Yes. People can do stuff that wild animals without a cortex wouldn't do. And they do. I saw it in the emergency department trauma and burn units. Let me tell you, over the years, I've seen human beings do to each other stuff that you wouldn't see a wild animal with a terminal illness of their cortex and their brain do. It's scary. Right? Anyway, what I want people to do is think positive. If you also have food, it's the best barter item. You know, I can encourage people to get involved with Care Bars. Care Bars is great because you have this gold cash currency, you have the gold cards, and you can even ship around the world from different places as long as we still have an internet, even a dark internet where we can actually do it. And no such agency, the NSA and the Project Omega, can't track you, which is kind of good. You know, crypto basically is never going to go away, even though the Chinese try to legislate it away. But the fact is, the best currency to have is food. If you got food or power, so people can power up, let's say, their home entertainment system, you know, with a little solar system, or you've got food or a way to hear a radio scanner or whatever, they're going to say, oh my gosh, you got one to give me. It could be a container of food, so they live another 2 weeks or a month. That's a big deal, isn't it?
It's huge.
And you can imagine, it's like, at some point, that box of food that maybe you spent $200 on, it's worth someone's vehicle and some biofuel. People say, oh, no, it can't become that valuable. I said, yeah, it can.
to Venezuela.
Let me tell you, it can make you what I call a legacy food billionaire, right?
There you go.
You get enough storage that you actually say, hey, guess what? You go down to this guy's place, he's got buckets of food, you'll last until your crops come in and your windowsill things come in and you're bartering with the guy down the road that's got pomegranate and oranges and whatever comes in. See, I live in Southern California, and I've got a fruit grove in my front yard. I got nut trees, pomegranate, oranges, and grapefruit and everything all different seasons. I got lemons and limes literally year-round. And I got a greenhouse. I can activate that greenhouse, which I'm going to put some plants in here in the next week or so. And I have technologies to actually amplify growing. But you have to have layers of food. I tell people, even at home, you should have a dehydrator and a liquid nitrogen carafe to freeze to kill all the pathogens off. But you need legacy food. I mean, it's the lowest oxygen concentration, the best packaging, the best entrees, the best dehydrated, freeze-dried even honey and stuff that lasts 25 years. Normal honey won't last 25 years. But the way you guys have processed it will. Sail on to the 6th. Wow. Do it now. Yeah, tell us about this latest thing about honey. I mean, this is pretty neat sounding, and of course, it's organic honey, no pesticides, no toxins, no whatever. And you also have dehydrated honey, but you have this honey from Utah. And what people should start understanding, I mean, I asked you the sarcastic question. I said, what's wrong with those people? Why aren't they into the genocide of the human race? They're actually going to provide organic food that's healthy for you? You've got to be kidding.
Yeah, this is honey. I mean, so many beekeepers today will use pesticides. They'll feed their bees artificial sweeteners, high fructose corn syrup, yeah, and things like that. This is nothing.
Do you know what happens to bees that get fed like that? What happens to the bees?
What's that?
They get beehimers. They forget where their hive is. They don't know where the mama name of the mama bee. They forget her name.
Yeah, there you go.
The bee queen. Yeah.
This is nothing but this is like straight from the hive. You dipping your hand in there and pulling it out. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they carry that now. It's unheated, so if nothing's destroyed. Unfiltered for the richest, and it's
and by the way,
yes, honey, you can get.
Yeah, the surgeons and doctors in Egypt, including my ancestor Moshe, every single general had to be a surgeon and a trauma doc, and they would put honey on the wounds after somebody got a lance or an arrow or something in them, and it would stop the infection. And
seal it.
And it has antifungal properties. People have to understand, cancer is a ding 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 fungus. Everybody who's got cancer has got a fungus in their cancer. Did you know that? They may have other co-stack or stealth pathogens. They also generate aflatoxins, which are the most dangerous DNA damaging thing other than radiotoxins, like, you know, neutron flux generating radiotoxins like plutonium or whatever. People don't understand this, do they? And natural molecules are what prevents you. For example, we have our ellagic acid from terminal tabuli and our megabod from the self-purifying glycosinolate from broccoli seed. But when you have healthy food, and that's why, you know, and I'm using this other sarcastic statement, you're going to have gourmet Mageddon, where you're eating good food that tastes great when other people have eaten their cat after they deferred it.
Right.
Remove the fur. They're going to be staring at buzzards and crows in their front yard or squirrels and thinking, man, I really am some hungry for some squirrel today, dear. We got to go catch it. Or they got to go to the snares and see if they can catch all the rabbits. Like where I live, we got tons of rabbits and squirrels. Man, we got so many rabbits and squirrels, it's nuts. I can look out in the morning when I'm using the bathroom and looking at my backyard, and the squirrels are going nuts in our yard because we got seeds everywhere. We grow lots of fruit and everything. They went to squirrel and bunny heaven in our yard.
Until people start hunting them.
Yeah, and then, of course, they're all going to be gone, and all of a sudden, gee, what do we do now? All the bunnies are gone. Well, you should have been growing bunnies, and then, you know, I have neighbors down the road that are actually, one's a DA and the other is a defense attorney for a criminal court, and they already are growing a lot of chickens, and their biggest problem is they got a squirrel population explosion, because squirrels love eating chicken droppings. Man, it's to them, it's like going to the fast food restaurant.
Oh, I never knew that.
You didn't know that. Chicken droppings make these squirrels go nuts. It's like, man, this is like chicken nuggets for your squirrels.
Wow.
Yeah, weird, eh? So I want people to start realizing you better start storing this food now. Now, right now we have a period of grace. That period of grace is probably going to last another 6 years and a few months. During the Trump administration, first and second term. But the beast is not dead. The beast of I got an email last night. Somebody said, please, Dr. Deagle, tell us the truth about what's behind this. It isn't just greedy people. It isn't just climate change by a bunch of environmaniacs that fly around in private jets polluting the earth with carbon dioxide. Well, they say, we got to get rid of those carbon-based units, i.e. people, so they stop polluting the earth so it won't turn into Venus, which is a lie, because what they've done is allowed countries to move our business to China with no environmental standards, and they're polluting the oceans. So the benthic layer of phytoplankton are dying, which converts the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which you need to make oxygen to protect us from incoming radiation from ultraviolet light, cosmic rays, and x-rays from space. And, you know, obviously these people, I don't know if they lack the IQ, I think they lack the soul to even ask the right questions, because it's interesting, and people should know this, and I've tried to preach it lately a lot, that your brain is only designed to actually perceive through your logical mind or your emotive mind, but all the questions you can ask, all the really good questions you can ask, always come from your soul. They don't come from your brain. People think, oh, my questions come from my brain. No, they don't. Your brain is just kind of perceiving a tool to perceive what is going on around you. If you've got a tough question, so first question is, do you want to survive? Geez, I don't know. I didn't think about that. Oh, I don't have any food in the refrigerator if it's no power for 4 days. By the way, if I was going to make a B-movie, I'd call it The Fourth Day. It would be scary. I mean, if I talked to some Hollywood people and helped them write a script, with my knowledge of working with special op, you know, I'm not a special op guy, but I worked taking care of these guys, special op in Delta and classified projects. I worked taking with the CDC and the FBI in Operation Top Off in Dark Winter. We war gamed out nuclear, chemical, biological warfare. We'd used even bought airtime, computer time, on the NOAA computers up in Boulder to actually do war game simulations of how many people we'd kill. Believe me, we failed miserably. We killed everybody. If the average person on the public thinks he's making this up, he's an egomaniac, he thinks he knows everything. Well, I don't know everything, but I know I have a lot more than anybody who's going to confront me anywhere. And I'll research it because I don't mind being feeling stupid by asking enough questions to Andrew. I call, you got to swim in the stupid cesspool before you rise to the tower of wisdom. And what I've discovered is that almost nobody's preparing. In fact, if even 5% of the population said, damn it, I think I'm going to believe Deagle today. It's a day before the 4th of July. There's a sale on. I'm going to order from Legacy. You guys would be emptied out so fast, and all the prepper companies besides you, there wouldn't be any food left in a matter of a few days.
Right.
People aren't preparing, so the business isn't even ramped up. I remember before the pandemic, and I was telling people H1N1 flu, the one coming, by the way, is only 3 gene changes away, H7N9 from China.
Right.
After the Chinese New Year next year, 2019, ooh, it's going to get dicey. It's 38% lethal, and when it drops, say, to 10 or 15%, it's going to kill a lot of people.
Wow.
Going to kill them.
Scary.
They're not going to have a bad day. They're not just going to get pneumonia and recover in the ICU. They're going to die. And what people know, in the 1918 flu, my grandmother lost her brother and a sister to the flu. They buried the sister. The brother wanted to hold her before they closed the casket, and they buried him the next week. Now, if you don't think that we're in the edge of economic warfare with China and Russia, and that we're trying to make deals, Trump is the best guy to do, you know, the master of a deal. But if you don't think that the world geoclimatic changes, which are, by the way, being manipulated by climate change satellites, etc., people say, oh, no, they're not doing that. Look at how hot America is. Do you see a logical reason why it should be this hot? No. It's not due to the fact we have too many SUVs in America. And then the price of gas is going up so high, I don't know how many people are going to be even able to travel anywhere this summer.
Yeah.
But guess what? Wonderful days are here. Bad days are coming. And if you're not prepared to survive it, the next question is, Do you want to survive, number one? And number two, can you survive if you don't have Legacy Food? Jim Cole here. Jim introduced me to Sonic Life, and of course, it's everything I think has a supernatural convergence. You know, I call it the grand convergence of ideas. I've been working in the area of quantum biophysics, by the way, for 38 years. I had a background where I was recruited to go to MIT in plasma nuclear physics from grade 11, and I beat 7,000 people for a scholarship to MIT. Many of them already had a bachelor or master's to get a PhD scholarship fund. And I didn't go in because I didn't want to make weapons of mass destruction, so I went into oceanography. And my grandfather, while I was working and did my honors degree, was working on my PhD in oceanographic bacteriology with Vibrio marinus. He wanted me to go in to find the cause of diabetes. Now, because I had a background in quantum biophysics, and when I did my chemistry, I did advanced chemical, basically organic and inorganic chemistry and intermediate metabolism, and bacteriology, I realized that basically doctors that go to medical school are woefully deficient in basic and advanced sciences. And because I'm an inquisitive person, I don't like to say, you know, this typical BS of you got a high IQ. High IQ means you're just good at doing puzzles and tests, and you like to do them so you can do well in the testing. What's really more important is a thing called a curiosity index. And the best way to measure if you got a high curiosity index, you don't mind feeling stupid. Because if you ask enough good questions, you're going to feel really stupid. And if you don't mind being stupid for a while until you actually conquer and find the answer to a paradox, because a paradox or a problem is basically an answer to a question you haven't asked yet. Now, when you presented me with a Sonic Life, you basically showed me a paradox where this doctor of woofers and speakers got a car accident. His brother-in-law was a Qigong master. He said, hey, why don't you put the Qigong frequencies into your speakers? And all of a sudden, he recovered his hearing and his brain injury, and he lived for many more years. I think he died a year or so ago. But he lived many more years because he actually recovered, because he created what's called epigenetic frequency therapy using Qigong frequencies, which are Chinese oriental medicine therapy that's used to try to help people heal. And these people knew these frequencies intuitively. Now, it turns out, from research from Linus Pauling that has worked out the actual atomic resonant frequencies, the Linus Pauling frequencies are specific resonant frequencies of minerals. And what I've worked out is the frequencies of minerals and amino acids in their plasma resonant form are the white and black keys of the keyboard that regulates the song of DNA. And you've already got that frequency when I sent you an amplifier, so you can play it into the machine. Now, you've had the machine for years in your clinics and your fitness centers, but you're probably already noticing that it's doing something, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. No, it's been amazing, the changes people have seen.
Now, when you do epigenetic frequency, you need signal plus substance. So one of the things, I don't know if you already have the bottles on its way, but you should call us. We'll get you some bottles of the Red Deer Velvet DR, which is a major advance over the old Mountain Red Velvet, which is the molecules, much of them, their eight classes, get destroyed by the stomach acid pepsin. And Succus entericus, which is Latin for the digestive enzymes that come out of the second part of the duodenum and the ampulla of otter, which destroy much of the proteins, hormones, and other molecules. If you can deliver through the DR capsule, my formula is the first in the world zero-aging formula. Now, if you add zero-aging formula, Red Deer Velvet DR, and my nutriments, which you can't just say one or the other. Some people are literally sending me stupid emails saying, well, now I just said DR, I don't need to take my cardiovascular, whatever. Do you know how to listen? I've been designing these for over a decade, and you don't stop taking the formulas I gave you when we add the next layer, which is the DR or your epigenetic frequency therapy on top of photochromatic light therapy with the Nogier frequencies from Lumen Photon. It's another layer, or Novastem. You go down to Novastem in Santa Clarita, because they're arranged for you to get picked up in San Diego, and they drive you down and get your IV, get your stem cells. But you need to have... each layer is like an orchestra. You have the wind, the stringed instruments, whatever. All of a sudden, they make beautiful music called life. And I'm looking forward to seeing you yourself get your own testimony of even that, the other layers, try to regenerate your life, because we did a Metapathia scan, and I know some people get a little freaked out by this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I do Metapathia scans where people come fly in and they spend a day with Dr. Bill, but I also do them at a distance. And I had Tim Alexander, I do this some years ago, 4 years ago, when he was a co-host before he retired. And people need to know, because I'm a medical empath, I basically can act as a proxy. And once I get the tests, actually, from the Metapathia Hunter scan, I can then send test kits. I can send test kits and say, hey, I just sent you test kits that are coming from Radiant Valley Labs or Veritas or Genova Labs. When those kits arrive, go to a LabCorp Quest, or I can even arrange a blood tech from Mobile Tech. Come to your house or your office and just draw your blood in your kitchen. Right. So I can do things that other doctors think is impossible. Oh, you can't do that. I'm thinking, I'm Deagle. I can do stuff that's... God's given me these talents for a reason, because we're about to break through and allow people to live, I call, see the emergence of what's called the welderly. People who have been disabled or sore or in pain or with organ dysfunction for decades, and all of a sudden they're going to see a regrowing kidney function, regrowing eyes, regrowing, eventually actually regrowing de novo new organs. You know, like vets that have had their legs blown off, we're going to actually work out the technology how to create morphogenetic field tissue induction to actually create new limbs for you that we can retransplant when they get big enough. That's coming. And it's going to be people like me that are going to invent the technology. It's not going to be, and I'm not alone, by the way. I'm part of a cadre of all kinds of doctors and scientists and PhDs and just innovators that are putting this together. You're one of the innovators. You introduced me to Sonic Life and to the CBD oil, which, by the way, I discovered something really new and cool about CBD oil. You can put it on your skin and slap on it pregnenolone and curcumin cream. It turns pain off instantly. If you got a headache, you can put the CBD oil on your skin and slap on the curcumin cream, and by the way, your pain starts to go away in a minute. It doesn't matter if it's dental pain, abdominal pain. The other thing I found out is your thermographically, your body's metabolism is shut off, so CBD oil turns your metabolism back on. So if you're fat around the middle, slap on the CBD oil topically and put on the pregnenolone curcumin cream, the pregnenolone and curcumin, and basically the thermographic deep state that your fat tissues are in is regulated by your skin, and the cannabinoid receptors actually switch you back to normal. The reason why your body's getting fat is simply because your skin has basically shut off your metabolism through the autonomic nervous system, and the CBD oil reverses that, as well as pain.
Amazing.
So it actually blocks the Langerhans gate in your skin that's causing dysautonomia. In other words, the autonomic nervous system, for example, even causes coronary. If you've got coronary spasm, put CBD oil over the dermatomes of your skin that actually cause coronary vascular spasm, and guess what happens? Your artery stops spasming.
Wow.
By just putting it on your skin. If you've got asthma, put it over the dermatomes of your skin, of your chest, and guess what? You'll stop wheezing. Is that cool or what?
Amazing. Yeah, very cool.
So not just orally. By the way, I have my bottle here on my desk usually, and I have it back. I like to take two or three sprays, but I also put it now on topically. And my advice is, thanks, high five, Deagle. You actually asked a good question about a paradox you already saw. I thought, I wonder, because I did research back years ago, and I discovered a way. I used a pen called MediSafe Pharmacy, and I made a homeopathic of an opioid. And I actually found if I could inject it at the acupoint for somebody's pain, I could turn off their pain in a minute. That's like 20-some years ago, right?
Wow.
Now, the CBD oil does the same thing, but you don't need a needle. You just need to rub it on the sore spot. If you got a sore knee, rub the CBD oil, slap on curcumin cream, take your arthritics and our inflammex. You're working from the inside with our supplements like our Red Deer Velvet DR, but the CBD oil. Now, if you're wanting to regenerate the tissue, let's your cartilage, take our joint performance, tendon mender, arthritics, and inflammex to turn off the inflammation and cytokines. Take our Red Deer Velvet DR and then take the epigenetic frequency therapy like photochromatic light, lumen pads, and then get an antenna system I have for the actual atomic frequencies for regenerating cartilage. I can send them to you. I can send it as an MP3 transfer through Dropbox, and you bought your antenna system, which I put to assemble together from less EMF and parts that I accumulated elsewhere, and I can actually broadcast the frequencies in you. But you know the best way to deliver it? Sonic Life. I love that machine. I can take my little iPhone, tune in my Dropbox, tune in the frequencies, plug the sucker in, turn it on. I can actually hear the song talking to my DNA.
Is that wild? It blows your mind when you actually can feel it. And the exercise, you can do it when you're exercising, you just stand there. You can just turn the machine on. You don't have to exercise. Just sit or stand on it or lay on it, and it'll blast it through your body, the epigenetic frequencies.
It's a no-brainer.
Jimmy, you mentioned an interesting guy, Dr. Thomas Cowan, and he talks about, he's an MD cardiologist, and he talks about the fact that the vital force moving the blood around. It's actually non-Newtonian fluid dynamics, and I understand non-Newtonian fluid dynamic equations, which if you talk to the average doctor, their eyeballs rotate in opposite directions, and you see sparks flying from their eyeballs and smoke coming out of their ears because they don't understand it. It's published in their own journals by PhD cardiologists that do have a PhD and understand advanced mathematics. And the fact is that the heart is not, by the way, this is interesting because you should know too about the vital force that he talks about, Dr. Thomas Cowan. His book, which is called Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, well, you have to understand the brain has what's called a cosmic or a harmonic resonant field that on the average person might cover 6 inches to 8 inches, whatever, from their body. Mine goes out about 15 to 20 feet. But your actual field from your heart goes even further. Do you know your heart field can go out a quarter mile?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and they've actually measured it. So your heart isn't just pulsing, because remember, it's the contractile force, not only of your heart, but your blood vessels. They create what's called a resonant field that is one of the driving forces for the actual epigenetics of your body. So the heart's not just pumping blood, it pumps an electromagnetic force through your body to help your genes actually jangle them. It's called the Lin effect. Have you ever heard of the Lin effect? Yeah, the Schumann resonance of the earth creates a Lin effect, and the heart in a sense is acting like the heart of the earth. The earth is a nuclear reactor where the spinning semi-liquid matrix around the solid core of the earth actually creates a harmonic resonant field because of the radioisotopes. And they simulated this in a zinc mine in North Bay, Ontario, Canada. Quantum physicists actually were able to simulate the actual resonant field generation of the Schumann resonance of the earth. Now, the heart operates in the same way. So when you get on a sonic life machine and you're actually stimulating the frequencies, you're not just getting a bland, resonant frequency of, 7.87 hertz and some other side frequencies. You're actually sending the frequencies up of the actual resonant frequencies of the specific minerals for your specific illness. And Linus Pauling worked out these frequencies. In fact, I can just read down some of them based on his atomic resonant frequency calculations, because he should have, when Watson and Crick discovered DNA, got a co-award for it, because it was his stereochemistry and resonant physics that allowed them to actually discover DNA. And DNA basically is a condensation of harmonic resonant frequencies, which is why you can have reverse transcriptase take protein, make a messenger RNA, and actually make DNA again. Did you know that? So boron's frequency is 16.112037 hertz. Copper is 94.713737 hertz. Now, the primary thing that causes diabetes, which is totally not discovered by the regular medical profession, is copper deficiency in your skeletal muscles. Is that weird or what? Do you know you can't regenerate any organ, heart, liver, kidneys without copper?
Wow.
Diabetes is primarily caused by copper deficiency in your skeletal muscles. And the way it does, it's an adaptive process to get rid of copper, zinc, SOD1. And when you lose superoxide dismutase, you get flooded to your cells with superoxide anion radical that shuts off the insulin receptor, so your muscles have to use fatty acids instead of glucose. Which means all of a sudden, you hit the kind of the fatty acid mother load, like Charlton Heston. He's hit the mother load, remember, in Gold, when he's gold panning on one of his old movies, and the mother load. Well, the mother load means you got hundreds of thousands of calories of fat. You're going to survive the last ice age 219,000 years ago, if you're Cro-Magnon or Homo sapiens sapiens living along the ice fall. Okay? So what is diabetes? Diabetes is a survivor mechanism of epigenetic changes by literally switching genes on and actually blocking specific minerals like copper. Is that cool or what? Wow. Now, it also is associated with chromium and vanadium deficiency, which are related to importance of the transcription of the of the copper receptor in your skeletal muscle, but 95% of the resistance years before you turn diabetic is just in your skeletal muscle. It's not in your liver, it's not in your skin, it's not in your brain. In fact, the last organ to get it, if you get insulin resistance in your astrocytes, you know what they call that? Dementia. Because when your astrocytes can no longer metabolize sugar, which is like jet fuel, you remember these drag racers that use sugar? Well, that's why things like Sonic Life literally turns your genes back on, because every disease state, and this is a corollary, a Deagleism corollary, is a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes caused by a low redox state with a low electron density in your cytochromes, low pH, and low signal-to-noise ratio transfer of information from the telomere to your ion channels, letting minerals in and amino acids to turn on your genes to actually make structural proteins and enzymes. So that mouthful means I know exactly what causes life, whether you want a grain of superfood or a grape the size of a grapefruit, or you want to regrow your joints, or you just want to see the emergence of the elderly. What are people going to do when the movie Cocoon really happens? And people like me are going to invent it with things like the Sonic Life Machine. So I have a gentleman here who came up from Texas. He's got a lot of health problems a few weeks ago with his wife. He's getting a professional Sonic Life Machine. He's going to have the mild hyperbaric chamber, which he has now, get a better chair because he's not beginning in his chamber. He's one just like mine, a vertical grand dive. He's going to do the photochromatic light therapy with a brilliant cap. I'm going to license him to actually put the frequencies through that, but he's got a Sonic Life Machine. He's going to get the specific frequencies in the next week, by next week when he gets back from 4th of July holiday. So I'm going to transfer those files to him so he can actually play those frequencies and turn on his genes to literally reactivate and put him back into a fetal state that allows him to regenerate.
Excellent.
Now, you heard of a guy by the name of Nick Loeb. Do you hear of Nick Loeb? He's a movie producer in Hollywood that fought his girlfriend, and she actually had fertilized embryos that they actually put in stasis, and they gave him property rights, and they actually put them in their wills. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Now, yeah, and by the way, as soon as you get property rights, you're a human. Did you know that? So these aren't even implanted embryos that could actually be aborted. They actually have property rights. Well, the only time you don't age is when you're in utero. And the reason why you don't age is for three reasons. The first reason is, number one, you're getting 300 biomolecules and six hormones, which is the first time in history my product, Red Deer Velvet, delivers. Secondly, the placenta is actually a harmonic resonance generator that generates frequencies to tell your organs what to become, to come become a baby and grow that baby. It's also the maximum time we have apoptosis, which means you're destroying old cells and tissues and mitochondria and building new ones on the old framework. And the third reason is that you need to have perfusion. Now, if you start having, for example, when you go on a Sonic Life Machine, it has a sine wave, it pumps your lymphatics in your blood vessels, because it's not your heart that pumps the blood around. It's only about maybe a third or a quarter of the pumping to the tissues, and all the blood flow back to your heart is the peristaltic non-Newtonian fluid dynamic wave coming back from your blood vessels, including your lymphatics, by the way. When your body's washing all your tissues with lymphatics, the machine actually stimulates your lymphatics and your blood vessels, very much like what's called extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy. I know, okay? Firsthand, this actually regrows new blood vessels and makes them start to work again, to contract between heartbeats, to actually pump the blood to your tissues and back to your heart. It regrows coronary arteries. So when people have angina, I tell them, get your ECCP, take your peptides, Red Deer Velvet, put the lumen pads on your chest, and get epigenetic frequency with a Sonic Life Machine, and I'll send you the frequencies for your heart. And guess what? You're going to regrow coronary arteries. Now, the alternative is be stupid and get a stent or bypass, which won't extend your life, because you haven't dealt with the underlying cause of your lipid disorder, which I'll analyze through lipid electrophoresis and cardiac markers. So the dumb doctors, it'll just say, hey, take a statin drug. Yeah, happy castration, happy dysmyelination of your brain, happy loss of CoQ10, your heart and blood vessels don't even contract. So if you believe your doctor, who has no science background whatsoever and is a total what they call salesman for drug companies, you're going to damage yourself. I don't care how many procedures they've mastered. They could be a great surgeon doing bypass, whipping the arteries under your leg or veins. They could be great at cracking your chest like a lobster and opening your chest up and doing stuff to you. You're not going to live longer, okay? You're only going to live longer if you actually induce the genes to actually make the structural proteins and enzymes and the morphogenetic field to actually regenerate your organs. There's actually a frequency. For example, do you know if you take someone's liver out, within 72 hours it stops being a liver because it's getting harmonic frequencies from your central nervous system through the fascia and nuclei in your brain and actually tell it to be a liver. Is that cool or what?
Wow.
And I know actually how to measure that liver induction frequency through spectral analysis. I had a machine from Keithy Enterprises to look at microcircuits, and I presented my research back 36 years ago, but now I proved it 20 years ago that every organ in your body needs a morphogenetic field, and guess what? The Sonic Life delivers it. So between those two inventions you shared with me, the Sonic Life, as they say, I saw paradoxes and problems. I asked the right questions, and I went, aha, like Archimedes. I call this the electromagnetic Archimedes. How's that? Aha!
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you, Jim. You did an amazing job, and enjoy the 4th of July. See you there. We'll get you rebooked. And if you want to stay well, people, so the 4th of July, make this the last summer you age. Get your nutraceuticals now for NutraMedical. The sale is on right through to the 10th. 7% off, including previous sale prices. Free shipping over $99. We ship everywhere on planet Earth. You can't beat it. You get free advice. You even get to talk to people like Michelle and Chris in replacing your orders. Stay right there, Jim.
Stocks and options trading involves financial...
Fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.